This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military says three American troops were killed and dozens more injured in a drone strike in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday blamed Iran-backed militias for the first U.S. fatalities after months of strike by the groups against American forces across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war. In a statement, he said, "Today, America's heart is heavy. Last night, three U.S. service members were killed and many wounded during an unmanned aerial drone attack on our forces stationed in northeast Jordan near the Syria border. While we are still gathering the facts of this attack, we know it was carried out by radical Iran-based militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq." Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh appealed on Sunday for international aid to resume for the United Nations agency operating in the Gaza Strip after nine donor countries suspended UNRWA funding.
UNRWA provide aid for 1.7 million Palestinians in Gaza.
The United States, which is the agency's largest donor, immediately cut funding over the weekend after a dozen of its employees were accused of taking part in the U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas attack on Israel that ignited the war 4 months ago. Israeli forces were engaged Sunday in quote-unquote intensive battles in southern Gaza, the army said, as U.S. Intelligence Chief William Burns met with Israeli, Egyptian, and Qatari officials for ceasefire talks. The Israeli army reported the intensive battles in Gaza's main southern city of Khan Yunis, where it said special forces